We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I could come here naked without any constitution, and I know I could say what I want to say.
There's always that point where you come into a place and people engage you.
God came knocking on my door disguised as an angry mob.
His day will come. You will not be successful.
The Biden cages where they temporarily detain these folks, I've been to them.
A beer and a personal pan pizza at home with his wife.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
I made it. I survived. I am back in the saddle here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy to be back. Boy, happy Thursday. Love 2-day weeks. This is going to be fantastic. It's great.
That's nice.
Arrived back from my vacation, a late yesterday long drive. I said to somebody, you don't realize how vast this nation is until you have to drive across 2/3 of it to get home.
Mm-hmm.
I drove 14 hours on Tuesday and only made it through 2 states, Wyoming and Colorado. So it's amazing how much open space there is. I'm not saying, you know, I've watched Yellowstone. Have you watched Yellowstone?
I have not.
They're making a prequel series.
Oh, thank goodness. But the debate is, he's a big rancher. He owns a big ranch on the edge of Yellowstone out there somewhere. And developers, on one hand, want to buy it from him and develop it. And the Native Americans, on the other hand, want it to go back to the tribe. And everybody's against him owning so much land. I don't care how much land you own. I'm just telling you, there's no shortage of land in this country. Trust me, because I just drove across it. So glad you're back with us. I had a fantastic experience. If you've never been to, well, the crowning jewel of all national parks, in my opinion, is Glacier National Park. If you've never been there, you've got to go. There's nothing else quite like it. Second on that list for me so far was Grand Teton National Park. Don't have as many good things to say about Yellowstone. I'll just be honest with you. Yellowstone is like the Disney of national parks. Yellowstone is a national park for people who don't like to walk. Because in Yellowstone, you can drive to just about everything. You just get out of your car and 30 feet away, there it is. Old Faithful, Grand Canyon of Yellowstone, all of that stuff. You don't even have to hike to see it. It's the lazy person's national park. I'll just say that. Beautiful, but, you know, that if we're ranking them like that. I got to hike to a glacier when I was in Glacier National Park. And although it was an 11 or 12-mile hike, it was fantastic. Got chased by a moose. It was great.
Oh, show everybody on the video
I did.
Your
you like
shirt.
My shirt? You like
beer.
That? Beer. It's a bear-deer combination, but it comes out beer. So it's
I was
perfect.
Wondering why the bear
yeah,
had antlers.
A, thank you.
Took me a second.
It's like a jackalope.
Yeah. Got it.
Thank you. So anyway, that was a fantastic. I had a great trip. Glad to be back, refreshed, and ready to go. Just got done watching, at the top of the hour, another breathless scare the hell out of you report by CBS News this morning on the COVID spike down in Florida. Every time Ron DeSantis opens his mouth, I become a bigger fan of Ron DeSantis. Can I just tell you that? Because yesterday he made it very clear that he's not playing the game that the president of the United States is playing right now. The COVID blame game, the shame game, so to speak. But the media is completely on board with this. Completely. Today they're down talking about the spike in COVID down in Florida right now. And hospitals are bursting at the seams. Except the reporter, Manuel Bjorkas, or whatever his name is, waits till the end of the story after showing the people all mask up, the emergency room shots, all that stuff, the little heart monitors with people breathing. You see those shots that are standard in television news when they want to scare the hell out of you over something. And then you get to the end of it, and the guy says, well, we just have to point out that although hospitalizations are setting record numbers from July here, it's not a space issue. It's a staffing issue. The reason the hospitals are stressed is because they don't have enough employees. Not that they don't have enough space. So apparently they've got rooms they're not even using because they don't have staffing for it. So, you know, tell me that at the beginning of the story before leading me to believe that we're once again out of ventilators and beds. That's not the case here. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a Delta variant surge. We know that. Maybe more contagious than the original, but it's no more deadly. And now 70% of people in the United States have been vaccinated. I hate it when they do this because they're not honest. The guy leads off the story by saying things are getting so bad in Florida that by Monday, it's Thursday, by next Monday at this particular hospital north of Miami, Florida, they may have to start, they're going to cancel all elective surgeries by next Monday. That would lead you to believe it's a pretty severe situation. But the problem is staffing, not space. So in other words, you see how the media manipulates things to try to make their point. And they try to paint Joe Biden as the cautious leader who's telling people like Ron DeSantis they need to get in line. And DeSantis is saying, get out of here. You're not doing that in my state. It's coming to your schools next. They start school in Florida, I think, next week. DeSantis is like, no, we're not shutting down schools again. And then we have the debate over the mask mandate here in St. Louis County. Was thrilled to read as I was driving back from my vacation. I didn't read and drive. My wife is driving. I'm reading. Just to be clear there. that a judge, a federal judge, slapped down this attempt to make this a federal situation. And a local judge said no, that the county council canceled what Sam Page was trying to do, just as law now gives them the right to do. And Page is in denial, claiming that's not the case. But he's been in denial throughout this whole thing. Never showing the numbers, and now we're in this legal battle. We're going to get Tim Fitch on here, county councilman, coming up in the next hour. So stay tuned for that because they had another meeting Tuesday night. The room was packed again with people laying down some hard truth to Lisa Clancy and Sam Page. That we're done with this, right? We are free Americans. We know the risk of COVID. There's an interesting story. There's an interesting report out from a group called stayhome.org. And I'm not quite sure why they did this particular study, but they ranked not just the safest cities in America, right? I don't want to put it that way, but where you have the greatest chance of being a property crime victim. So they went through here and they started ranking these things, and Missouri came in at number 12 in the worst property crime rate in the country for burglary, larceny, vehicle theft, and arson. And you're saying to me right now, well, Mark, why are you bringing that up in relation to COVID? Because according to this, residents in the state of Missouri have a 2.64% chance of being victims of property crime in the next year. Burglary, larceny, vehicle theft, and arson. You have a 2.64% chance of being a victim in the next year. The five worst cities in Missouri for that are Branson West, Branson, North Kansas City, Cassville, and Springfield, believe it or not. Why are you telling me that, Mark? So, well, I don't know, but you have a greater chance of being a victim of burglary, larceny, vehicle theft, and arson than you do dying from COVID. In fact, a much greater chance. Because if you listen to these statistics, you have about a 97.5% chance of not being a victim of burglary or larceny or vehicle theft or arson, and about a 99.5% chance of not dying or being a victim of COVID. Do you see what the media is doing here? Is it something you need to be aware of? Yes. During flu season, should you be encouraged to get the flu vaccine to keep the numbers down? Sure. But at the end of the day, I know a lot of people that have never had a flu shot in their life. Mm-hmm. And I know people that are never going to get this flu vaccine. That's their choice. We gamble every day. But if you were able to go play the lottery and told that you had a 97.5% chance of winning, my guess is you'd go play. You have to put all of this in perspective. And this is what irritates me about what I saw on CBS News this morning. Maybe what you're seeing on Channel 4 this morning, or Channel 2, or Channel 5. Is this something you should be aware of? Yes. But you also need to go live your life. You know what the risks are of getting hit by a car or dying in a car crash on the way to work today. You know what that, but you're going to go anyway. I'm not anti-vax. I don't know. I feel like I have to keep saying that. I had the Pfizer vaccine. I can violate my own HIPAA rules here and tell you that I got the Pfizer vaccine. I did. Why? Somebody asked me today, why'd you get that? I have an elderly mother, and I'm her primary mode of transportation and groceries and all of that stuff, and I wanted to reduce my chances of infecting her. She's had the vaccine now, too. She got it first, in fact, before I did. She also lives in a place where there are other elderly people, and I opted to go get it. My choice, I'll take the risk if there's something that's wrong with it one of these days, my choice. But I also believe for people that choose not to take it, they should have that choice. And in doing so, you accept the risk that goes along with that. Now, factor in the fact that you've got a 99.5% chance of not dying from it. It's pretty good odds. So I hate this browbeating that we're going through in this country right now over making sure that every single person gets this vaccine. There are people that don't want to get it, and I fully support their right to do that, knowing the risk they run. If you do end up with it and have to be hospitalized or do end up with the virus, you have a greater chance of being hospitalized if you haven't had the vaccine. You do. The numbers right now are like 90%. Of the people that are hospitalized currently, 90% of them are unvaccinated. About 10% are breakthrough cases. So here's a number I haven't heard. What are the number of them that have had COVID before? If you've tested positive for it, mm-hmm. if you've had it, you've built up some natural immunity. That doesn't
which they
seem
say
to be,
is long lasting.
Yeah, and that doesn't seem to be reflected in any of these numbers they show you. So you're telling me that 90% of the people are unvaccinated. What percentage of those are people that have had COVID before? Is it a high mm-hmm. percentage or is it a very low percentage? I don't know the answer to that. But
and
it's
what's
one,
the reason that they're not doing that?
Thank you. My question is, as a recovering journalist, the question I would ask is, why are you not telling me that particular statistic? Seems like it would be significant. Because it strikes me here as somebody who's been in the business of crafting messaging before and observed it in many, many cases. If there were people who have had COVID who are now getting COVID again in high numbers, that would be one of the best arguments you could make for people to go get vaccinated, because they could say, just because you've had it and you think you have natural immunity, you're still at a high risk of getting it again, and it's going to be severe. So my assumption is that must not be the case.
Yeah, because they're telling you, even if you've had it, to go get the vaccine.
Right. Yeah, my guess is that's not the case, but we won't know. And it's the biggest problem we have, in my opinion, with the way Dr. Page and Dr. Khan, can I call him Dr. Khan?
That's his name.
He's still a doctor, just not a medical doctor.
Sort of like Dr. Biden?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So just like this is why Dr. Khan and Dr. Page have mishandled this so horribly, from children's sports right on down the line, because they never wanted to. They wanted to show you the statistics they wanted to show you, and they didn't want to show you the rest of it, which you had other professionals saying, but this isn't affecting kids. Why are kids in St. Louis County being subjected to not being able to go out and play sports their senior year and risk not getting a college scholarship, while the kids in St. Charles County and Lincoln County and all these other places are allowed to, because there's no evidence they're spreading this? But it didn't matter to Dr. Page and Dr. Khan and the rest of them. It didn't matter to them. And they never showed those numbers. And I think that's pretty telling about the whole thing. Very quickly here, before I run out of time, let me get to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning.
Hi. I just want to mention that, like, I had COVID, a good case of COVID in January. In June, I took a antibodies test, and I have high antibodies. My doctor that I had in Illinois refused to let me have the antibodies test, and I kept on asking her to let me have it. She refused. She said, you need to get the COVID shot. Now, also, a couple months ago, they did the Cleveland Clinic study saying that if you've had this antibodies from having COVID, that you should be good. You don't need to have the shot. Yeah. Maybe later you can get the booster. But this is ridiculous. And the doctors that I have and that I've talked to all say that doesn't matter. You need the shot.
You got to keep. Rebecca, thank you for pointing that out. And thank you for the phone call. You've got to ask these questions. They're good questions. 314-241-9797. We're going to get to Grant Stinchfield from Newsmax coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The single biggest thing that has undermined our efforts to make the American people understand we're in a fourth wave is President Obama's decision to hold a birthday bash with 400 people. Now, I've never seen something so irresponsible. He knows better. He needs to cancel it and have a beer and a personal pan pizza at home with his wife.
Honored to have Grant Stinchfield.
It's our job as listeners, patriots, Americans, to stand up. You may not agree with what somebody says, but you have a right to say it. Go St. Louis.
You know, Grant Stinchfield, I'm sure you were crushed when the party got canceled there for Obama. You probably already had your tickets booked to the Hamptons, and then you couldn't go.
Well, I had a big story all set to go. Was that Obama stole all the employees from the restaurants. And from what I was hearing, no one was going to be able to go out to dinner that night because the island's so small, he was taking all the employees.
You know, I'm not surprised. Everybody's got staffing issues these days, right?
Oh, they sure do. But, I mean, you know, I think the senator there from Louisiana is spot on when he says, you know what, maybe a lot of this is just for show what the Democrats are pushing if Obama's going to have 700 people in his house.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, absolutely it is. They can't explain this. You know, I heard Ron DeSantis talking about it yesterday. Don't come to me and give me, some sort of a deadline or tell me that I need to back off with what I'm doing in my state when it comes to COVID while you're not even checking the people that are streaming across the southern border. Talking about mask mandates in schools and mandatory evacuation mandatory vaccines and the military, but you're not checking the people that are streaming across the southern border, getting their wrists slapped and released into the interior of this country.
Well, and then on top of that, I just read this morning that Joe Biden is going to mandate that all foreign visitors be vaccinated coming into the United States. So does that go for foreign invaders too? Yeah, it sure doesn't seem like it. McAllen, Texas, we had the mayor on the Newsmax show, Mark, from McAllen, Texas. He said they've released 7,000 people so far in his town. 1,500 of them tested positive for COVID. There's no quarantine for those illegal aliens in Texas. I live in Dallas, you know, just up the road from McAllen. This is a big problem for us here, and apparently Biden has no concern at all for that.
No, and they get defensive when asked about it. Yesterday, I heard Jen Circleback Psaki try to blame the Trump administration for the problem on the southern border. And it's just, you know, it's unbelievable. Go to cut 13, Senator Ted Cruz, please.
We've had over 1 million illegal immigrants in the last 6 months under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and they don't care. The Biden cages where they temporarily detain these folks, I've been to them in these tent cities where you have thousands upon thousands of kids packed in on top of each other, crammed in unsafe cages.
Yeah, how about that, Grant? If people aren't watching Stinchfield on Newsmax or some of your other programs, the mainstream media has decided whatever's going on the border is no longer worthy of their coverage.
Yeah, and in fact, last night on the program, we had Mark Morgan on, who was the former commissioner of Border Patrol and Protection, and he gave us exclusive pictures of what amounted to Joe Biden's cages. And these are kids slammed into, you know, big chain link fences. They're wrapped up like baked potatoes. And if you remember, they held President Trump responsible for Obama's cages. Well, these are pictures from yesterday of these illegals and kids in cages. And so where's the media on that, Mark? Nowhere.
Yeah, it's a great question. And I wanted to play a bite yesterday from our illustrious congressional member here from the 1st District, Cori Bush. I don't know, basically threatening one of our current U.S. Senate candidates, Mark McCloskey. Go to cut 5, please.
Mark McCloskey is an absolute liar. He has spat on my name, and because of that, his day will come. You will not be successful in all that you're trying to do when you are hurting the very people that are out trying to save lives. Nothing good comes from that. And he can try it, but I will not stand by and allow him or our governor to hurt the very people that are doing the work that they should be doing.
She's mad because Mark McCloskey got pardoned by the governor yesterday for exercising not only his Second Amendment rights, but his Castle Doctrine rights on his front lawn. And Cori Bush was one of the people in the crowd. And she's now angry about this.
She's a giant blowhard like the rest of them, the rest of the squad, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you name it. They all have the same talking points. Look, the bottom line is Mark McCloskey deserved to be pardoned. He was forced into making that guilty plea because in a liberal city like St. Louis, you don't know what a jury's going to do. I understand why he did it, even though I don't believe he broke any laws out there defending his home. But what did she just say, if you listen carefully? She said, his day will come. What does that actually mean? You know, Mark, I worked for the NRA for a long time. I was a public face for them. If I would have used language like that, Oh, the media would have eviscerated me for saying his day will come. Now, do I think Cori Bush is going to engage in some kind of violence against Mark McCloskey? No, but it's violent rhetoric, and they hold us accountable for it. The media ought to hold them accountable for it.
No, amen. I couldn't agree. I remember the controversy a few years ago when the former Alaska governor put out that ad with a target on somebody's back. It was like a campaign ad. And they claimed that she was soliciting violence because the ad had a target circle on the front of it. You don't hear language like that from the left when it's their own folks who are using divisive language.
Yeah, of course you don't, because I think the transformation is complete. The mainstream media is now just not a bias machine, but it is a propaganda machine, and it is an arm of state-run media. It is state-run media. And I've been saying now, for two decades, we've watched the demise of the mainstream media. Now I think I can fully say with confidence that the transformation is complete.
Yeah,
it is state-run media, and I don't know how else to put it.
It's a shame, too. Grant, what's coming up tonight on Stinchfield?
Well, we're going to talk a lot about these same issues. We've been doing an investigation into what we call medical tyranny and lockdown 2.0, and it was really just coincidence that we planned this. As you've seen the last couple of days, what's going on with these vaccination passport mandates, what they're doing in New York City, Los Angeles follows suit. You watch as cities and states start to fall to this. People need to brace themselves because it starts with this, and the sad reality is we don't know where it ends when it comes to your freedoms.
That's a great point. Grant Stinchfield, thanks so much. We'll be watching tonight at 7 Central Time on Newsmax TV. Thanks.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much. And as I always say, go St. Louis.
All right. Grant Stinchfield there, a host of a Stinchfield on Newsmax, at Stinchfield1776 on Twitter. Now, what say you? We'll get to a quick break here. Time for your phone calls at 314-241-9797. It's electric.
So, Mark, at the top of the hour, Dave Anthony did the news.
Yes.
And he said,
it's electric.
And Denise said, boogie, woogie, 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 and started dancing.
Off camera.
How did we miss that? Did we even get it on camera?
Yeah, she actually was doing the electric slide right over there, and I tried to move the camera, but we could not do it.
You missed some dancing,
Mark. I bet we did.
A lot of it, too.
I was never any good at that stuff. I'm not sure that'll surprise you.
I'm kind of scared that when I hear electric, my first thought was boogie, woogie, woogie.
Boogie, boogie, woogie, woogie.
So I thought you should recreate it.
Good stuff. You said she would recreate it, but she didn't.
So. Well, I mean, my headphones don't go that far, so I'm a little limited in my dancing
right
here.
She said, if you play it, I would do it again. Uh-huh. Then she changed
her mind. She didn't
do it. Not on
she
camera.
She didn't do it. Hey, speaking of the Olympics, listen to this here. Hold
maximum
on.
Maximum power.
28-year-old from Boring, Oregon, starts with a throw past 22 meters. Hello.
Yeah, that was Ryan Krauser, the American, who ended up taking gold in that yesterday. Broke an Olympic record, maybe a world record, on his first throw. Then he bested those with his second and a sixth throw, apparently, and won the gold again. I mean, it was thrilling to watch. This guy has been killing it all year long and won the gold doing that. I think that was fantastic. But what it made me wonder about is we talked about the women's hammer throw, right? Which was, we talked about it a lot because of why. Gwen Berry.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Gwen, mm-hmm. who you know, hates America, basically, is what she said out of the whole thing. The flag doesn't represent her. She's the one that was so shocked, thought they tricked her when she got up on the podium and they played the national anthem to the United States. And she was, you know, hung her head and wouldn't, you know the story. Even though they went back and found evidence of her carrying the American flag around a couple of years ago before it wasn't politically correct. I was anxious to see, and I guess I was on vacation because this happened. The women's long hammer throw happened 2 days ago. And I guess it didn't get reported because Americans didn't even come in the top seven in that. Deanna Price, who's from right here in the St. Louis area, St. Charles County area, she came in eighth with a final throw of 73.09, and she beat Gwen Berry by a couple of feet in that throw, and the winner beat all of them by like five. Got us from Poland, one with a throw of 78.48. Which was apparently a season's best for her, and just crushed the nearest competitor by well over a foot. And it looks like a foot and a half. Yeah, that was amazing. But anyway, congratulations to Deanna Price for doing such a great job in the Olympic trials, and then coming into the Olympics and representing the U.S. well. Didn't medal, but good to see a local athlete doing so well up there and representing us. So I'm proud of that. I guess I've missed a big chunk of this being on vacation. I was in places where there was no TV. I haven't watched TV in 14 days. couldn't even hardly get cell coverage where I was. That was kind of refreshing.
You missed this too.
It feels amazing. I love representing the U.S. I freaking love living there. I love it, and I'm so happy I get to represent USA. Love it.
Tamara Mensa, right? Mm-hmm. The wrestler who won gold for the U.S. And you got to love that, and that renews my faith. Hearing her say that after some of the negative things.
Yeah, that felt good.
She was giddy. I mean, I felt a chill run down my leg when I heard her say that.
She was great.
She was so excited. Good for her.
You know what else you missed, Mark?
What else, Carl, did I miss?
My bus, big one!
What?
Exactly.
My bus, big one!
While you were gone, people think that President Biden said, "My butt's been wiped."
My bus, big one!
It did sort of sound like that, didn't it?
And we still don't really know what he said.
My bus, big one!
You left
him
speechless,
Carl. Aren't you glad you missed it?
Just another day in the Biden administration. You have no idea what the hell he's talking about. I'm just saying. Hey, coming up, we will talk to Senate candidate Mark McCloskey, get his reaction to Congresswoman Cori Bush calling him out yesterday when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.